Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, we tell you about the city that's starting a citywide bike sharing service and a Florida hotel which has a unique way of waking up guests during spring break.
Well, Mark has returned from ghost hunting trip in Nevada desert and has ghostly news to share with us. Mark, did you actually meet some ghosts?
Well, yeah, I it kind of needs an explanation. I think the answer is yes, but I have the details at 3:20.
With all the ways to book travel on the net these days, there's still a reason for having a travel agent or a counselor, and at 3:35, Gwen Duncan joins us to give you some of the reasons that you might want some assistance planning your next travel experience.
And we save the best for last with a story at 3:55 about the airline that threw a surprise wedding shower.
It's Sunday afternoon. A happy Easter to you all. We are Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys, and the Travel Guys radio show is on the air.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Happy Easter, everyone. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and this Sunday, no different. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman to my left. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your Easter Sunday to join us. Mark, how have you been, my friend?
I've been pretty good. I've been, as you mentioned in the headlines there, wandering around out in the Nevada desert all week. Happy Easter to everyone. Hope you're having an enjoyable day. A little rain in the forecast here, which is never a bad thing. And if you live in Sacramento, we're all going to be out with divining rods trying to bring water out of the sky.
You got that
before
right.
Too long. I was out in the Nevada desert with something that kind of resembled a divining rod. And we'll talk about that.
Okay.
After we do the news and stuff like that, we did indeed go ghost hunting, and we had a lot of fun. I whether you believe in ghosts or not, we had a lot of fun, and we'll talk some more about it.
All I can tell you, my friends tuning in, I'm looking at Mark, and, you know, when people have these spirit experiences or meet ghosts, they change. It changes them a little bit. And I can tell you, I'm looking at Mark, and he has changed. He looks a little different, and there's something well, I will find out more about it at about 17 past the hour.
There are some damned interesting characters in the Nevada desert, and not all of them are dead. So we've got some. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk all about ghost hunting in Nevada in a few minutes.
Okay. As we always do at the beginning of the Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on what we call the travel news. Mark, what's been going on since we met last week at this time?
Well, Thomas, in the travel news, the Indian Army is preparing a massive climb to clean up Mount Everest. You know, folks have been climbing up on that mountain for a long time. Well, apparently they've been leaving a lot of garbage up there. About 8,000 pounds of trash. That's
no.
4 tons.
Oh my God.
Of trash that are up on the mountainside. So the Indian Army is taking a group of 34 members, and they're going up there, and they're going to bring the garbage down off the mountain. It's going to take them about a month.
Excuse my ignorance. What is the Indian Army?
What is the Indian Army? Well,
yeah, why do they call it the Indian Army?
Well, from the Indian government.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In India.
Oh.
Not Native American as
Indian.
Oh,
of course. Of course. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Philadelphia is opening a citywide bike sharing service. This is kind of cool. Car sharing services, you know, Zipcar and stuff like that.
Right.
We've talked about them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Have become kind of popular. But this is going to be a citywide bicycle sharing service. 600 bicycles at 70 docking stations around Philadelphia. And you know what's kind of interesting? You'll use a member card, a credit card, or debit card to make the purchase, and you can return it to any station in the city. I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and right outside the New York Times office on 41st and 8th Avenue, there was this long row of bicycles
right.
That looked like it was it's similar to what they're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
So would that not be cool that you could rent a bicycle in a really pedestrian friendly city, some of these inner cities where, like San Francisco would be a great example.
Right. Oh, in San Antonio, Texas, right over there by the Alamo by the Hemisphere, is that what it's called, where they had the World's Fair?
That's it.
There are several locations where there are bicycles, and you can either swipe your credit card or put in your money, and you can, here again, just like that, you can rent the bike and then return it to another location.
Yeah,
so they have those in San Antonio.
That's a pretty cool idea. I like that a lot. All right. For those of you who like to shop in the sky and were just tragically, well, we're just disappointed when Sky Mall went away.
Yes, I'm one of those.
I really never understood that, because if it's not a printed paper that people want to read, why would you not just put Sky Mall on the web and let people browse it while they were on the airplane and fix it so they could browse it, get on that site for free without having to pay the airline? And indeed, Sky Mall is coming back. Since declaring bankruptcy in January, the company has lingered on with an online-only presence. But last week, Sky Mall was purchased for $1.9 million by a New Jersey company with an eye on resurrecting their fortunes. And that's exactly what they're going to do, is put Sky Mall on the web.
Well, you know, I'm really enjoying those extra inch and a half of knee room since the Sky Mall magazine is no longer...
catalog is gone?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how some people, but when you think about it, if you take something that's an eighth or a quarter of an inch out of the back of that seat pocket, for people who have long legs and are pressing up against that seat pocket, every little bit counts.
You got it.
America's happiest airlines. This is kind of fun. Forbes magazine released America's best employers. Google was first, followed by Costco, Marathon Petroleum, The Container Store, and L.L. Bean were the top five. So what does that have to do with travel? Well, not a whole lot. But if you go down the list, you can find where the travel companies landed.
Okay.
So Southwest Airlines was first. I guess that doesn't surprise me. They were 18th on the list of top companies to work for in the country. JetBlue was right behind them at 19th. Now, of all the airlines that we talk about, who do you think would be the next one to pop up on that list?
Wow, okay.
Not a national, a regional carrier.
A regional carrier, huh? Oh, man.
How about Alaska Airlines?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They've been doing some things right and have been known to kind of set themselves off. They're in the top 100. Delta is at 238. SkyWest at 426. American was 496. And those are the only ones who made the top 500, which is all they listed. So I didn't hear United's name come up there anywhere, or U.S. Airways, which is going to be a part of American. Among hotels, Hyatt was the 77th best company to work for. Marriott was 151, Hilton 244, Disney 260.
I'm surprised.
Starwood 327, Holiday Inn, Intercontinental, and Caesars are pretty much in the top. But, you know, top 500, I mean, that's a... there's an awful lot of companies to work for.
And, of course, you know, I'm sure you got on there the list there of travel companies. And I think I see – don't I see sports, leisure, vacations? The top five, for
you'd
sure.
You'd have to ask the employees at the company about that. But Southwest, 18th best company to work for in the country. That doesn't surprise me too much. You know, we've been a little rough on them over the last couple of years and talked several times about whether or not they were going to successfully be able to bridge that gap between being a kind of a David against Goliath sort of airline. And when they moved into the Goliath category, would that change? And they've had a few little stumbles. They had a hard time getting their planes on time for about 6 months there. But they seem to be doing reasonably well. And, you know, the atmosphere around Southwest planes and gates and stuff hadn't changed all that much.
No. Didn't we talk not that long ago about how people rate airlines and the on-timeness was one of the most important things?
Well, it is important. And especially if you're a person who has to connect, you know, as you're going across the country, most of us who live in Sacramento, we have nonstop service to hub airports and places up and down the West Coast. Other than that, you're taking an extra airplane. And so for us, on time becomes pretty important. You're trying to make a 50-minute connection, and they're 30 minutes late. Your plans just got messed up. Okay, here's a company that did something fun. This is an app that compares the cost of fares. It's called Ride Guru. All one word, Ride Guru. And Tim Winship, who was one of the smarter travel guys, was on our program a ways back. He compared a ride from a downtown Los Angeles hotel to LAX using Uber and Sidecar and Lyft and a taxi and Flywheel and a new company called Curb. And Uber, of course, has several different kinds of services. And he found that it started with the Uber X at around $24 from downtown LA to the airport. A taxi was $77. Sidecar and Lyft were also in the 20s. This is really fascinating. I've started to use Uber, I think I've told you, Tom.
Right, yeah, for some time.
Pretty frequently, and with a lot of success. I think what I'm going to do is download this app onto my phone and try it a couple times and report back. And let because if I'm always wondering, you know, is because Uber sometimes has these peak period pricing and stuff like
right.
that. So you if you had something that would compare those prices right away for you, seems like that would really be a valuable tool for people who are traveling. Heaven forbid, what do we ever do without technology? Here's something kind of fun. If you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, I stumbled across a tour company that's offering a booklet, 101 Tips for Women Travelers.
All righty.
And it talks about some of them are safety things and some of them are security things. For example, you know, bring cash, a credit card, and a debit card, but stash them in different places, maybe in your money belt, in a suitcase, in your wallet. So if you get hit, you don't lose everything. That's just kind of a generic one, but there's 100 of them. Everything from bring a large scarf. It lists 25 uses for scarves, including, you know, besides things for your head that you can use when you're on the ropes.
Self-protection, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. So if you're a female traveler,
right.
And go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and you can see the recap of the show there. And down below, there's a list of links from the program. And click on 101 Tips for Women Travelers, and you can download it. And it's something that might be of use to you. And something else that's on TravelGuysRadio.com that you might find of use, 4 reasons why having a baby shouldn't change your travel plans.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you and I are not quite in that category, but I thought this was kind of interesting.
Can you give me one?
Yeah, babies are cheap. Until they're 2 years old, you don't have to buy a seat for them.
There you go.
I mean, never mind the disturbances they can cause to other travelers, but we're just talking about people who are traveling with babies. They're easily entertained. You know, they don't have to think about it. A 3-year-old versus a 6-month-old.
This is true.
Babies can sleep anywhere. They're lightweight.
Yeah.
this was just kind
it's
of
great
fun.
Stuff.
So, again, it's go to TravelGuysRadio.com if you're a parent or you're expecting sometime soon and you're thinking about a trip or something like that. There are some very helpful hints there. 2 other quick little items here. Delta Airlines. This is kind of cool. As you know, controversial gay marriage is now legal in 37 states in the union, not legal in 13. It creates some tax differences for people. And if you work for an airline, you fly to all 50 states.
Right.
So Delta Airlines is helping their gay and lesbian employees with health care taxes. So if you're in a state where your marriage is not recognized, why then Delta is making up the difference for you. So I just
look
think they just say they said, well, you know, they just think it's the right thing to do and it's fair to the workforce and they've decided to do it. So I just thought that was kind of
good for them.
A cool thing. We're always on airlines from time to time. So I thought that was nice. And here's something neat. Remember the lady from Korean Airlines who got mad at the flight attendant who served her the macadamia nuts?
Oh, sure. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
In a bag instead of on a plate. And she made the plane return to the gate and stuff. And she got in a lot of trouble. Where the nut rage lady has landed a 1-year prison sentence.
Oh, my gosh.
She has been sentenced to, I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name, but she has been sentenced to 1 year in prison, which is, the prosecutors actually asked for 3 years in prison, because in essence, what she did when she told that plane to return to the gate, she was hijacking it.
Oh my.
Legally, she was ordering the plane to return to the gate, and she had, in effect, hijacked it. So anyway, the nut lady, don't get too PO'd at the flight attendant on the plane when the cashews come in a bag or something, because it could land you a year in jail. Shows you how in Korea they take, you know, you dishonor the country, the company, they take it real seriously. And that's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And when we return, Mark takes us ghost hunting into the Nevada desert. Be very excited to see what he uncovered right here next on the Travel Guys.
Welcome back. We are the Travel Guys on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks for spending an hour of your Sunday with us. And we are the Ghostly Travel Guys now.
Who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters, absolutely.
Well, all right. Thanks for joining us. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And as we teased just a few minutes ago, Mark has been out ghost hunting in the Nevada desert. Mark, we had a guest on not that long ago. Tell us who it was.
Robert George Allen. He is the man who runs Ghost Hunts. He's a retired Las Vegas entertainer who has started some other ghostly businesses down there, does a ghost hunt in a little town called Good Springs, which is out in the Nevada desert. We took a group of sports leisure travelers on a six-day trip. We flew to Las Vegas, stayed at South Point, which is off the strip a little bit down there. Nice place to stay. I can't recommend the buffet food, but now, the other restaurants were good.
Now, did you choose it because it was a little closer to where you're going to
be doing the ghosting? The middle of the strip, and so
it wasn't a strip trip.
It really wasn't. It was more about the history of Las Vegas and the characters around it than going and getting out on the strip.
We
went to the Neon Museum, which is really cool. That's where they have the old signs, you know, all those old neon signs, and they have restored some of them.
Okay.
And in fact, they've restored some of them in the Glitter Gulch, the downtown region, and you can drive around. There's actually a driving tour where you can see some of these cool old neon signs. That was really interesting to go, and because when you're talking about these signs, the guides are talking about the history of these different places in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas really was run by the mob in the 40s and 50s. It really was run by gangsters. And now it's run by big corporations, which people would probably say are just a different form of gangsters. But things are a little different than they used to be. But it was fun to hear about all of the history. We went to the Mob Museum.
The Mob Museum, I was wondering.
We went on a haunted Vegas tour.
Take us down that road a little bit at a time.
The ghost thing was a lot of fun. I have to tell you, Tom, I've put together trips to taking people places for 35 years now. Mm-hmm. And I love to do it. I love the joy of finding a new place and putting it together. But I'm kind of a creative guy. So once I've found a cool place, I look for the next cool place. The next shiny object gets my attention. I love going on the spring training trip every year and seeing baseball. It's not often that I go on a trip and really have fun. For the last week in the Nevada desert, I really had a good time.
Now, folks, you got to understand, Mark is he's just kind of somewhat of a skeptic. I mean, you got to really prove it to him before he's going to buy into this. He's open-minded, I would say.
Yeah.
So you know, we're not talking about somebody who has, you know, spent a lot of his life ghost hunting.
I do not believe in ghosts. Nope. Heretofore, I have never had any reason to believe in ghosts. We go out into the desert. Robert George Allen, our ghost guy, he's got all these meters that you use. They detect electromagnetic activity.
Everybody's seen the Ghostbusters. One of those little boxes that you carry around?
Exactly.
Did you have one that you can put the ghost in when you catch? No, just kidding.
No, but when you detect this activity, this is hard to explain to people over the radio, but when you detect the activity, when it starts blinking, then you can talk. Then that's the presence of a spirit.
Okay, so the
then
magnetic.
You can talk to the spirit by asking it yes and no questions and saying, "Are you a male? If you're a male, blink."
Okay.
And the machine blinks, or doesn't blink. So then you say, "Are you a female? Blink." Machine blinks. Now sometimes it doesn't blink either time. So you say, "Are you a child?" Then it'll blink. And there are some things, as Robert explained, that the ghosts are not crazy about talking about. It's like you ask, "Are you a female? Well, were you a lady of the evening? You know, were you a prostitute?" Well, then, you know, sometimes it doesn't answer you right away. So you rephrase the question. I mean, and you'd say, "Yeah, right, buddy. Well, it's just somebody three blocks over whose garage door just opened, and that's why that thing blinked. Or somebody turned their microwave oven on or something." But after a while, you get to where I'm standing out there in the middle of the damn Nevada desert last Tuesday night, talking to this box and thinking that I'm talking to old miners who have died there.
Who did you talk with?
I talked to a prostitute. I talked to a bartender who worked in the Pioneer Saloon there. And you say, "Well, how did you talk to these people?" Well, you ask them, you know, "What sex were you? Did you live here? Did you die here?" And whether I don't know for sure if I believe it, but I will just tell you that there are a lot of unexplained things. And then we went to these towns, Goldfield and Gold Point and Belmont and Tonopah. We go to the Mitzpah Hotel in Tonopah. What a great place that is. I mean, Tonopah now is a town that's alive. They have this wonderful Best Western that has just been completely remodeled. It's probably one of the nicest Best Western hotels in the country. And a block down the street is this historic hotel that they've done a great job of restoring. We had a wonderful dinner in the dining room. The food at the Mitzpah in Tonopah is just great. John and his wife and their team there are just wonderful people. It's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you can't get any more in the middle of nowhere. Well, maybe Ely than Tonopah. And this is it's just a great place. The hotel is haunted. The man who runs the hotel says, well, you know, I don't believe in ghosts. And but these things happen and I can't explain them. They have on the fifth floor of their hotel, frequently guests are locked out of their room. Now, not just locked out of their room, but locked out of their room with a deadbolt.
From the inside?
From the inside.
Oh, my.
There's no one in the room. There's no way for anyone to get in the room. The man who runs the hotel is mystified by the whole thing. They have to get a pass key and go up and open the door. There's only one pass key in the building. It's in his possession. I mean, you put something on one side of the room. You're the last person to leave the building. You're the first person to come in the next morning, and the things are on the other side of the room.
Oh, no.
Or there's cigar ashes and part of a smoked cigar laying there, and it's the cigar that this guy who died 90 years ago smokes, and nobody makes these cigars anymore. So how do you – you know, I mean – and you listen to this stuff and you say, well, you know, I call BS on that or whatever. But these are perfectly normal, average people who have experienced these things, seen these things in the hotel, in the restaurant, in the whatever. And it was fun. It was fun holding the meter and talking to ghosts. And you can say, well, you know, you're a lunatic. And yeah, maybe. but maybe not. The Pioneer Saloon is a 100-year-old place. This is where Clark Gable was waiting for news of Carol Lombard's plane, which had crashed in the mountains only a mile or so away from him. And he waited there for 3 days, hoping that she would that she had survived, and she didn't. He burned a big indentation in the bar with his cigar there, and it's still there in this old bar. I can't. Belmont, wonderful place. It's an hour from Tonopah. The Belmont Courthouse is still there. You can go in and see it. We had a miner's stew lunch. I cannot think of any trip that I've been on in recent times.
You did so much.
Where we had just so much fun. And we had a lot. Not everybody on the trip believed in ghosts or was a big ghost hunter or anything. These are people with casual interest. And some people were very skeptical. And by the end of the trip, they were all going, well, you know, I really don't believe in this stuff, but no, I really can't explain any of this anyway. So
I understand. Did you hook up with Red Fox?
We went to Red Fox's house in Las Vegas, as Robert had told us. And I will tell you that we stood out in front of Red Fox's house and asked Red questions, and he spoke to us through these meters, if you believe that that's what's going on. You know, religion aside, maybe there's a place where people get, you know, once you die, that you don't, wherever it is you're going, you don't get there. And you get hung up somewhere in between. I mean, it's not completely implausible that something like that could be possible. I guess the bottom line was it was just a lot of fun. We met a lot of interesting characters in the Nevada desert. A lot of those folks are out there for a reason. They don't want to be bothered by other people. And we got to meet a lot of them and learn their, and hear their stories. And, you know, that's what the journey is about, is going neat places and meeting neat people and hearing their story. And so 26 Sports Leisure Travelers got to spend a week in the Nevada desert. And by God, we are going back next year. I promise.
Awesome. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com. I'm guessing there's going to be some stuff there.
Well, there are. We posted some pictures on the Sports Leisure Facebook page. And we will certainly, we will be working immediately on next spring's trip to Old Nevada's ghosts and ghost towns.
Okay, we are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom here on KFBK. Gwen Duncan joins us after the news. We're going to talk about why in this day and time you might still need to talk to a real person and have a real travel agent. That's next on the Travel Guys.
Strange in your neighborhood.
If this is the first time you've run across us, we are the Travel Guys here on KFBK every Sunday at 3 o'clock, here to make you a smarter traveler, entertain you a little bit along the way. We also do entertainment from time to time. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman to my left, sometimes wishes he were on the right, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
I'm cute, cute.
Thank you.
You know, Tom, we have every couple weeks on our show, we have a special guest, Gwen Duncan of Cordially Yours Travel, who comes on and tells us about a deal, a great deal, or sometimes it's a great tip on someplace new to go or something that we haven't heard of before, like that great castle she was telling us about last week on the air. In fact, I've left, if you didn't hear Gwen's bit about the castle in Northern California last week, I've left the link to it up on travelguysradio.com so you can go there and find it and find out about the castle she was talking about previously. Anyways, Tom, you know, these days you can book any type of travel, just about almost any travel component online. And Someone asked me the other day in an airport, they said, someone I just had gotten into a conversation with, they said, why? And they thought I was a travel agent when I told them what I do. And they said, why in the world would anyone use a travel agent? This is somebody about 40 years old who said, you know, I can do anything that I want to do online. And so I thought of our friend Gwen, and I thought, well, she would be the perfect person to answer this question.
Right.
Because, you know, I could answer it, and I did answer it at the time. But then I thought of Gwen, and I thought, you know, we should really bring her on and have her talk to our listeners about why you would need why would you use a travel agent at this point in time? And so Gwen Duncan is on the line with us. Hi, Gwen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, it's nice to have you back. I appreciate you coming in on this not your weekend for the deal of the week sort of thing. But this was just kind of a fun thing. We're always talking about making people a smarter traveler on this program. And listen, there are lots of things. I certainly am not trying to advocate for people who need a Southwest ticket to go to Burbank to call a travel agent necessarily, because that's something you can very easily do yourself. But there are a lot of aspects of travel. We talk about them from time to time, some of them on this program. You and I see them when we're out traveling the planet. Folks who should have had a travel agent or would have, their experience would be a lot better. I saw a long line of people at the customer service in United on last Monday in O'Hare Airport. Line must have been 200 people long. And I thought to myself, these people, every one of them could use a travel agent right about now. So I asked Gwen, Tom, if she had some ideas about why people would use a travel agent. She has come up with a nice list for us, which will be posted at travelguysradio.com. Gwen, top five reasons to use a travel agent. First one says saves time.
Yes. The internet, and that's a good place for research and everything, but it does what I call poses the problem of too much information. And many of the people who end up calling my office have just been wilted. They've put far more than the statistics says about 5 hours into planning. Many of them have spent weeks trying to plan their trip. And they'll call me and they've just got so much information they didn't know where to start. And so a travel agent can save you a tremendous amount of time if you talk with them on the onset. And if they're really good, they'll ask you the appropriate questions to know where they can start with their research. And anyway, it not only saves you the time, but you don't have to, like they say, you can spend your weekends with free time.
What a great idea that I didn't even think about this, Tom, that when you're starting to dream and plan about a trip, if you had a travel agent, you went and talked to them and said, this is what I'm doing. The travel agent, if they were worth their salt, might be able to give you some ideas of some places to look for things. So that's a great idea. Next on the list is expertise and knowledge.
Yes. And I'm going to use examples because I've had people who've called me and they'll say they're ready to go on the vacation. They're planning it. And they had just about bought the tickets. But then they called me and then I talked to them about, well, you have to have a valid passport. And so they said, oh, I do. And I said, would you give me the expiration date? And they would give it to me. And it was inside of 6 months. A lot of people don't realize that even though a passport has an expiration of 6 months away, it's not really truly valid for foreign travel. travel if you're leaving inside of that 6 months, because most of the airlines and the TSA and everything, they want to know about your return as well.
So it's very important. This is an example of something that a travel agent would know that you wouldn't know. And you go to the airport to get on your plane. You've planned your entire trip. You've got a 2 week vacation overseas, and you get to the airport and the airline says, I'm sorry, but you can't go because your passport expires in 3 months. And now you've got thousands of dollars of travel, maybe some other people standing next to you and in at that point in time. So that would be just one example of why the expertise and knowledge. I would also suggest to you that we've talked about many times on this program that how many times people who are not experienced get trapped because they didn't read the fine print and they didn't realize what the cancellation rules were or whatever, if they needed to make a change in their plans or something like that, and they've gotten caught in something that's not good. Next on the list, you get a real person.
Yes, you know, ASTA, that's the American Society of Travel Agents, and its motto is, without a travel agent, you are on your own, and that is really true. But the best part about it is when you're working with a real person, a travel agent who is a good travel agent, they developed vendor relationships, and they're worth a ton, and everything from upgrades to helping satisfy maybe a broken promise, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. Absolutely. Or if somebody was, for example, celebrating a honeymoon or something like that, or getting married, some kind of special occasion, a travel agent could perhaps make that extra phone call, make that extra little appeal that might get you something very nice. Might not, but on many occasions it might. So that's excellent.
And then with that being said, if you are traveling, you know, out of the country and you booked it all yourself and something goes wrong and you need to get back to the States and so forth, and you're not dealing with a real person, good luck making something happen. I would imagine with a travel agent, that one phone call or contact by email, that person that booked you is going to be the person that's going to get you back home.
And you should have a trusted relationship with that travel agent, and they're going to bend over backwards to do anything to help you.
Exactly the point. It's all about relationships. And the reason that you're paying this person a little bit of cash to help you with your vacation, which probably results in 1 or 2 or 3% of your entire trip. So it's a great bargain. All right, we got a couple more things here. We're talking with Gwen Duncan. You're listening to The Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Kaufman along with Tom Romano. And we're going over a list of 5 reasons to still use a travel agent. Is that something that's gone out of fashion? We think perhaps not so much. Gwen Duncan is with us, and we're going down the list. Number 4 on the list, Gwen, is they think of the whole package.
And when you put these packages together, you get advantages, and usually it's contracted or bulk air would be one, free upgrades or maybe breakfast included with your hotels, free tours, all kinds of things that are included when you're talking about a whole package. And the vendors that we use have negotiated those things. So people who book by themselves, they do it as separate components, miss out on all those pricing advantages and value adds.
They don't get the opportunity to take advantage of relationships. It's like the people who travel with me on tour.
Yes.
They get to take advantage of my relationships with the places we eat and the places we stay and the places that we go for events and things like that. So, yes, and that's the reason that people hire a tour operator, buy a package.
Right.
So it's the same thing when you're traveling independently. Okay, so we're talking about the 5 reasons that people use a travel agent. It saves time, expertise, and knowledge. You get to talk to a real person. They think of the whole package. They will remind you that you're getting into Florida at 8 o'clock in the morning and your cruise ship doesn't sail till 6 o'clock at night and you can't get on it for 7 hours. So you might want a day room or a sightseeing tour or some time on the beach or something like that. Little things that'll make a huge difference. All right. Last thing on the list here, Gwen, is saves you money.
Yes, and a lot of people don't realize that. They believe that they're saving money because they're doing it themselves. And many of the travel agents, a good travel agent, many of them don't charge a fee because they're getting paid by the vendor. But there are statistics out there. I go to the Luxury Expo every year. But anyway, statistics show that foreign independent travel will cost 40% more than a tour. And you see pretty much 40% less in sites and have the knowledge, like what your tours offer.
Well, and it's the people, when people travel independently in foreign lands, they are much more likely, statistics show, to buy some kind of a package or to buy a sightseeing tour, something like that. And there's so many things that can go wrong on some of those things. You really need the expertise of a travel agent to talk to before you leave, because you're going to get out there and they're going to powder you. You're going to get on a sightseeing city tour and they're going to powder you with all kinds of optional things. They're trying to sell you events in the evening and things that they make a commission on. And you have absolutely no idea if what they're trying to sell you is something of real value or not. And Gwen, I think the thing as we close here that really is, I think, the most important. I travel all the time. I see people in situations that are not of their own making, that they can't do anything about, and they're virtually helpless on a very regular basis.
Yes.
And these people oftentimes don't even know the basics to pick up the phone and call the airline instead of standing in that stupid line for
two hours
at the airport. So if nothing else, and I mean, those are things we try to tell people on this radio program on a regular basis. If you're ever stuck at the airport and you've missed your flight, if you want to go get in the line, do it, but also get on the phone to the airline's toll-free number. Also, find one of those kiosks and find it, only to find out that the airline has already rebooked you. You can print out your itinerary and go to your hotel or your gate or whatever it is you need to do. So really and truly, to have someone to advocate for you when you're in a jam, that you can call or email and say, look, I'm stuck, or I need to make this change, or I need this to happen, or this has happened to me, is just of incredibly great value. And when you plan a vacation of a lifetime and you're going someplace and you've always wanted to go there and you've waited all your life to get there, and you get there and something goes wrong and it could have been avoided or it could have been fixed once you got there, those are the reasons that you have a travel professional to help you plan your trip. I really believe that. Would you agree?
Yes, I have one more note I want to say, is when you're using a travel agent, we don't like to be looked at as just booking agents. What we do is try to plan your experience.
And it's, Tom, it's all about the experience. I mean, really and truly.
It truly is, yeah.
It's when people go places on vacation now.
Sure.
People don't wait until they're retired to travel anymore. People, travel's a part of people's lives. And you don't wait 40 years for that magical trip. You may wait 5, but that doesn't mean that it means any less to people when they go. In fact, I will suggest to you that travelers are becoming a lot more demanding when they travel, as somebody who's out there on the road with them. Gwen, thank you for a really, really good, we talk about making people a smarter traveler, but today I really feel like we've taken some time and used your expertise to really make them a smarter traveler. Gwen Duncan is at CY, what is it? Gwen,
give us your... Go CY Travel.
GoCYTravel.com, or you can go to Travel Guys Radio and we will have a link. Thank you so much, Gwen.
Thank you both. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Well, we've saved the best for last. Keep it here. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Welcome back. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Tom Romano and Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Don't forget, go to TravelGuysRadio.com. Links to all of the, well, sometimes they're big links, to everything we talk about on the radio show.
They're all the same size.
Oh, they're the same size.
Same size.
Extra travel tips are there.
And also, if you missed the program somewhere along the way, or there's something that you heard in an interview and you'd like to go back and refer to it,
I have missed
a smarter traveler. Some of them you missed, you were actually here for.
I know.
You can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and there's all the previous shows. You can listen to the podcast, sans commercials.
All right, Mark, we told folks we were saving the best for last.
Well, we did, but before we get to that.
Okay, before we get to the best.
We have Miscellanea.
Miscellanea.
Miscellanea. You know her? Did you ever date her, Miscellanea?
I don't know. I wish I had. I don't have a song for her to go with that.
No. At the beginning of the show, we mentioned that a Florida hotel has this unique spring break wake-up call. They do it at 11 a.m. every morning. Now, you have to remember, it's spring break. So these people are, you know, they're not up with the chickens. I mean, they're 11 o'clock is when they're starting to stir. The Holiday Inn Resort in Panama City started doing this. At 11 a.m., they blast the Circle of Life from Lion King at full volume outside. And on cue, people emerge from their hotel rooms onto their balconies, and you know, each one's kind of a small pride rock, so to speak, and everybody starts singing along. And apparently this is pretty cool. Hotel, go to travelguysradio.com, and we have posted the video there. But Some people called the hotel this year and asked them if they were still going to do it.
And now, do they use the Elton John version that I'm playing in the background here, or is it the version by...
It's the Elton John version from the show.
Okay.
And the Circle of Life at 11 a.m. every morning at the Holiday Inn Resort in Panama City for the spring break.
We have to do that on our radio show.
I think it's kind of a cool idea. All right, let's see here. We need a Travel Guys radio Sports Leisure Vacations winner. We did not have a winner last week. Last week's winner did not call us. So guess what that does?
That doubles the prize.
You betcha.
By the way, I apologize for almost drowning you out with the Circle of Life, but it just seemed appropriate. Go ahead.
Okay. Marie McClellan, who went with us to Big Sur with us. Marie McClellan, your entry was pulled out of the box at random, and so you have a chance to win a $200 Sports Leisure Vacations travel card if you call our office Monday or Tuesday. And if we don't hear from you, Marie, then next week it will be $300.
And if you know Marie, you can call her up and give her the word, and maybe she'll, take you to lunch or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's a couple $100. It would certainly be worth it. Okay, speaking of Sports Leisure Vacations, I need to mention that our annual, we have 2 days a year where we bring our customers together and offer them the opportunity to find out what it is that Sports Leisure Vacations is doing. If you are a mature traveler who enjoys going places with small groups of people, you might enjoy Sports Leisure Vacations trips. We have our spring preview day, which talks about where we roll out all of our trips for the holiday season and some of our fall and wintertime trips. It is scheduled for it's going to be at the KVIE Studios on the 18th of April, and you can get reservations by going to sportsleisure.com. Just go on the website, go to the very top page of the homepage. You can click on a thing here. It will allow you to register. There's a morning session and an afternoon session. It doesn't cost anything to come. And you can learn out about some of the trips. Refreshments are free, and you will meet a lot of other very nice people because Sports Leisure travelers are very nice people.
Is there a theme for this event?
Is there a theme? Not really. Although, as we often do for our spring event, we are doing a kind of a benefit. We collect things for someone in need.
Right.
In this case, we're collecting school supplies for foster kids. Something
marvelous.
Sleep Train does every year. So we are working with Stanford Solutions, which helps foster kids in town. And folks who attend are invited to pick up some school supplies and bring them along. On our website is a list of things that you can bring. So if you haven't registered yet and you are a Sports Leisure traveler, there is still space and there's still time. Call Sports Leisure Vacations on Monday at 361-TOUR, 361-8687, and get yourself registered for our tour preview day at KVIE on the 18th of April. Did you see the Sacramento Bee last weekend, Tom? See that?
In the Traveler, I'm looking at, you brought it along, so if I hadn't, I am now. Those look like, at the time, they were called stewardesses.
They were called stewardesses, yes. These, you would be correct. These would be stewardesses as opposed to flight attendants. There's
Pan Am?
It's the Pan Am thing. We talked about this on the air once a ways back, but it's a company that recreates the Pan Am experience on a Pan Am plane, but you don't leave the ground. I'm going to try to get these guys and get them on the air. It's not cheap. It's between $277 and $345.
Now, did you ever have the Pan Am experience?
I did not. Never.
Now, what would, based on what little information you have there, that within a minute, can you tell me what the experience is like? I'm guessing that it's probably going to be serving you some foods.
Well,
my guess also is you get to actually sit in a seat that.
For folks who have never sat in first class before, yes, this would be your opportunity. You don't actually get airborne, but it's about food and beverage and entertainment.
And what it was like back then.
And what it would have been like to fly on a Pan Am plane. Let's get those guys on our radio program and talk to them about this stuff. You know, Thomas, the folks from Spirit Airlines, we talked about Spirit Airlines last week. We talked about Frontier Airlines, how they left people in St. Louis for 18 hours, and about how there was another airline that kind of tended to have some customer service issues from time to time. The folks from Spirit noticed that we had talked about them on our radio program and asked if they felt that maybe perhaps we didn't get the story quite right and that they would like to come on and set the record straight. tonight, so we have invited them to come on with us, and they will be on with us next week.
Awesome. We're going to get their side of the story.
Well, they don't fly from Sacramento. They might someday, but it's one of those airline, one of those bare bones things, so let's hear what they have to say, and we'll do our homework, and we'll have a conversation, and that'll be next week. All right, save the best for last. Got a couple of stories for you here quickly. First one, a lady in England decided that airline pilots apparently had just had it really rough lately, so she decided to write a heartfelt thank you letter and gave it to the pilots of her airplane. It reads, "Dear pilots of the plane taking me home, in light of the very recent tragedy in the French Alps and the loss of those poor 150 people, I felt the need to reach out to you and extend a compassionate hand. At the end of the day, we are all humans, just trying to live this roller coaster of a life we have been handed. I understand an event so horrific as this one affects those with responsibility more than others, and sometimes maybe a kind word, random but heartfelt, can make a difference. Thank you for taking me home. Thank you for doing so safely. Thank you for allowing me to live the life I do in Spain and split my time with my family in England, too. You make the excitement I feel now to see my family possible. I hope you get to see your family soon. I've had a wonderful flight and hope you have, too. You're making a massive difference in people's lives, and you're the reason I can smile tonight." Isn't that cool?
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's great.
Really kind of neat. And we have one more really cool story here about Southwest Airlines. This man revealed to Southwest that he was going off to fly to propose to his wife. Apparently, the gate agents didn't forget about it. Fast forward about 6 months later, the man's flying to BWI to meet his wife-to-be. And the airline throws a wedding shower at the gate with 40 dozen roses,
awesome.
Flies in the gal's parents. All the people who were on that flight get to participate in the wedding cake and stuff. Really cute story. Congratulations to Southwest Airlines for honoring one of their passengers.
Can you believe it? Another Travel Guys radio show has come to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Easter. We'll see you next week. Mark, final word?
Live from Hawaii, from Maui, Hawaii, from the Royal Lahaina Hotel. We'll see you next Sunday at 3 on the Travel Guys.